Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Nazir, Daf Yud Zayin, the third parak, Mishamar. So the three tops we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara challenges Reish Lakish's opinion that Naziris does not take effect inside a cemetery, from a price which teaches that the difference between a Tamei person who declared Naziris and a Tahor Nazir who became Tamei is that whereas one who began as a Tahor cannot begin counting on the seventh day, since he must bring Korbanos of Tuma, one who began as a Tamei can as soon as he completes the purification process. This proves that he is automatically a Nazir. Therefore, Marba Ravashi revised the Malchokas. Regarding taking effect, all agree that Naziris takes effect even in a state of Tuma. Rather, they argue regarding receiving Malkas for intentional Tuma. Rav Yochanan holds that he would get Malkas and is only excluded from Karbanas Tuma. Reish Lakish holds that just as he does not bring Karbanas Tuma, so too he does not incur Malkas for intentional Tuma. The Gemara eventually brings a brisa which explicitly states that he would receive Malkas for Tuma, and Reish Lakish's opinion is refuted. Point number two, Rav inquired about a Nazir in a cemetery. Is lingering required to incur Malkas or not? This refers to the halacha L'moshe Messina that one who became Tamei inside the Beis HaMikdash is not liable to Karas unless he lingers there for a specific amount of time, which is the time needed for prostration. Rava asked if the same applies to a Nazir in a cemetery. The Gemara objects, if he was in a cemetery and warned not to declare Naziris because he would automatically violate his Tuma prohibition, he would incur Malkas immediately since he has been warned, and the requirement of lingering was only taught by inadvertent Tuma. Therefore, the Gemara clarifies the inquiry. It's speaking where he entered the cemetery in a carriage, trunk, or closet, thus avoiding Tuma, and his friend came and opened the floor under him without his consent, exposing him to the Tuma of the cemetery. About this case, Rama asks if he'll receive Malkas for willingly remaining even minimally, or only after lingering, as by Tuma in the Beis HaMikdash. And point number three, Ravashi inquired, Nazir behuba beis hakvaros ton giluch olo. If one declared Naziris in a cemetery, does he require shaving or not? This refers to the shaving of the head required by a Nazir who became Tamei on the seventh day of his purification process before bringing Karbanos on the eighth. His question is explained. Kiboy tiglachas tahor shenitma, when is shaving required? Only for a Nazir tahor who became Tamei because he has defiled his Naziris, which was begun properly. Aval Tamei shenazir lo, but shaving is not required for a Tamei who declared Naziris. Odima loshna, or there is no difference, and all cases require shaving. The Gemara offers three sources to resolve the inquiry and deflects them all until the Gemara on the following daf finally brings a conclusive proof that a Tamei who became a Nazir does not shave for his Tuma. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara challenges Reish Lakish's opinion that Naziris does not take effect inside a cemetery from a brisa which teaches that the difference between a Tamei person who declared Naziris and a Tahor Nazir who became Tamei is that whereas one who began as a Tahor cannot begin counting on the seventh day, since he must bring Karbanos of Tuma, one who began as a Tamei can as soon as he completes the purification process. This proves that he is automatically a Nazir. Therefore, Marba Ravashi revised the Malchokas. Regarding taking effect, all agree that Naziris takes effect even in a state of Tuma. Rather, they argue regarding receiving Malkas for intentional Tuma. Rav Yochanan holds that he would get Malkas and is only excluded from Karbanos Tuma. Reish Lakish holds that just as he does not bring Karbanos Tuma, so too he does not incur Malkas for intentional Tuma. The Gemara eventually brings a brisa which explicitly states that he would receive Malkas for Tuma, and Reish Lakish's opinion is refuted. Point number two, Rav inquired about a Nazir in a cemetery. Is lingering required to incur Malkas or not? This refers to the halacha L'moshe Messina that one who became Tamei inside the Beis HaMikdash is not liable to Karas unless he lingers there for a specific amount of time, which is the time needed for prostration. Rava asked if the same applies to a Nazir in a cemetery. The Gemara objects, if he was in a cemetery and warned not to declare Naziris because he would automatically violate his Tuma prohibition, he would incur Malkas immediately since he has been warned, and the requirement of lingering was only taught by inadvertent Tuma. Therefore, the Gemara clarifies the inquiry. It's speaking where he entered the cemetery in a carriage, trunk, or closet, thus avoiding Tuma, and his friend came and opened the floor under him without his consent, exposing him to the Tuma of the cemetery. About this case, Rama asks if he'll receive Malkas for willingly remaining even minimally, or only after lingering, as by Tuma in the Beis HaMikdash. And point number three, Ravashi inquired, Nazir behuba beis hakvaros ton giluch olo. If one declared Naziris in a cemetery, does he require shaving or not? This refers to the shaving of the head required by a Nazir who became Tamei on the seventh day of his purification process before bringing Karbanos on the eighth. His question is explained. Kiboy Tiglachas Tahor Shinitma, when is shaving required? Only for Nazir Tahor who became Tameh, because he has defiled his Naziris, which was begun properly. Aval Tameh Shinazir Lo, but shaving is not required for a Tameh who declared Naziris. O Dilma Loshna, or there is no difference, and all cases require shaving. The Gemara offers three sources to resolve the inquiry and deflects them all, until the Gemara on the following daf finally brings a conclusive proof that a Tameh who became a Nazir does not shave for his Tumah. Alright, so now we go to Simra Daf Yud Zayin, and our standard simon is a used car salesman, So here goes. The hairy used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting malchus, and boasting about the hearse's Shiva Teva Umigdal feature, when the bottom opened and exposed a Nazir, who then lingered there, couldn't even sell him a used shaving kit, since a Tameh who became a Nazir does not shave for his Tumah. Once again, slow motion. The hairy used car salesman, that must be run daf Yud Zion. The hairy used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting malchus, which reminds us, Mar Bar Ravashi revised malchus between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan regarding taking effect, all agree that Naziris takes effect even in a state of Tumah. Rather, they argue regarding receiving malchus for intentional Tumah. Yochanan holds that he would get malchus and is only excluded for Karbanas Tumah. Reish Lakish holds that just as he does not bring Karbanas Tumah, so too he does not incur malchus for intentional Tumah. The Gemara eventually brings a brisa which explicitly states that he would receive malchus for Tumah, and Reish Lakish's opinion is refuted. So the hairy used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting malchus, and boasting about the hearse's Shita Teva Umigdal feature, when the bottom opened and exposed a Nazir who then lingered there, which reminds us, Rav inquired about a Nazir in a cemetery, is Shehiya, lingering, required to incur malchus or not? The Gemara clarifies Rav's inquiry was speaking where he entered the cemetery in a Shita Teva Umigdal, a carriage trunk or closet, thus avoiding Tumah, and his friend came and opened the floor under him without his consent, exposing him to the Tumah of the cemetery. About this case, Rav asks if he will receive malchus for willingly remaining even minimally, or only after lingering as by Tumah in the base of Migdash. So the hairy used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting malchus, and boasting about the hearse's Shita Teva Umigdal feature, when the bottom opened and exposed a Nazir who then lingered there, couldn't even sell him a used shaving kit, since a Tameh who became a Nazir does not shave for his Tumah. Which reminds us, Rav Ashi inquired, if one declared Naziris in a cemetery, does he require shaving or not? This refers to the shaving of the head required by a Nazir who became Tameh on the seventh day of his purification process before bringing Karbanos on the eighth. The Gemara on the following daf brings a conclusive proof that a Tameh who became a Nazir does not shave for his Tumah. So once again, the hairy used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting malchus, and boasting about the hearse's Shita Teva Umigdal feature, when the bottom opened and exposed a Nazir who then lingered there, couldn't even sell him a used shaving kit, since the Tameh who became a Nazir does not shave for his Tumah. Alright, so now it's time for a four blah back Chazara. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. The hairy Bar Mitzvah boy, that must be more Daf Yud Gimel. The hairy Bar Mitzvah boy shared the moving story about how his father heard his friend say, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, not knowing the child would die within the first month. Which reminds us, the next mission discusses cases of one who declares to be a Nazir when he has a child. It then states, Hipila Ishto, if his wife lost the child, meaning it died within a month and its viability at birth is unknown, the Tanna Kamma says he is not a Nazir. The Gemara explains that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a person would not enter himself into a doubtful Nazirus. Rabbi Shimon offers a solution to this doubtful Nazir in terms of what he can say to ensure that he's a definite Nazir regardless of the status of the child. So the hairy Bar Mitzvah boy shared the moving story about how his father heard his friend say, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, not knowing the child would die within the first month. And his father had said, and upon me as well, which reminds us, Ben Rochumi asked the Bai, if one said, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and his friend heard and said, and upon me as well, what is the halacha, a diburi mashma or a gufi mashma? Does his declaration refer to the words of the first, meaning that he'll also be a Nazir when the first has a son, or refer to himself that he also accepts to be a Nazir when he himself has a son? The question is left unresolved. So the hairy Bar Mitzvah boy shared the moving story about how his father heard his friend say, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, not knowing the child would die within the first month. And his father had said, and upon me as well. And then thanked his father for interrupting his own Naziris when he was born. Which reminds us, if he said, Harini Nazir Ksheli Ben, but Nazir, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and again a Nazir. And he began his term and then had a son, he leaves his term and counts his son's term since it was declared first, and afterwards completes his own term. Dafya Dalit. So the Zimmer Dafya Dalit is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The hairy juggler. Juggler, that must mean we're on Dafya Dalit. Yud, hand. The hairy juggler who said he would juggle while being a Nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, which reminds us, Rava asked, if one declared to be a Nazir after 20 days and 100-day Nazir from now, what is the halacha? Do we say that he does not want his 100-day Naziris interrupted by a short-term Naziris and it does not begin until after his 30-day term is complete? Or do we say that since, even if it will be interrupted, there will still remain 80 days to his first Naziris, longer than a full 30-day growth, he does not mind its interruption and it begins immediately? So, the hairy juggler who said he would juggle while being a Nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, and then restarted his Naziris because he became Tameh, while his Naziris was interrupted by his Tzaraas, which reminds us, a Nazir who becomes a Metzor does not forfeit any prior days, but cannot count days towards his Naziris until he's purified. Nitma b'mei Tzaraas, so if he became Tameh during his days of Tzaraas, Rav Yochanan says he forfeits the days counted before Tzaraas, and Rish Lakish says he does not. So, the hairy juggler said he would juggle while being a Nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, and then restarted his Naziris because he became Tameh while his Naziris was interrupted by his Tzaraas, was glad to learn that he would not be required to start again if he became Tameh on a day of hair growth. Which reminds us, the Gemara states, Nitma b'yom gidol seir, if he became Tameh on a day of hair growth, Rav says he does not forfeit his completed Naziris, even according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion in the previous cases. In those cases, he was within the term of an actual Naziris, but here, gidol seir mishlam Nazirisu, the extra time for hair growth, is merely a supplement to the Naziris. Shmuel says he does forfeit his Naziris, even according to Rish Lakish's opinion in the previous cases. In those cases, there were two separate Naziris terms, according to Rish Lakish's view, whereas here it's one term of Naziris, so any tuma causes forfeiture of the entire term. Dav Tezvav, so the Siman Dav Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The fruit bowl maker, that must mean we're on Dav Tezvav, fruit bowl. The fruit bowl maker who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris for his Naziris that marked the birth of his son. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that one who said, I'm a Nazir when I have a son and a Nazir for 100 days, if a son is born up until the 70th day, he has lost nothing, meaning both terms are counted simultaneously. But if he was born after the 70th day, he forfeits, meaning he must suspend his term to count his sons, since his son's term would end later than his. Rav says, Yom Shivim Olo Lakan Lakan. The 70th day counts for both his and his son's terms. The start of the day counts for his term, and when his son is born that day, the latter part of that day counts for his son's term. So the fruit bowl maker, who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris for his Naziris that marked the birth of his son, sent a fruit bowl to cheer up the Aval, who didn't cut his hair before Yantav, and must let it grow through the Shoshim, which reminds us, it was taught in a Brisa, if a burial is 8 days before Yantav, the Tanna Kamma says the Shoshim ends, and the Aval may cut his hair on Erev Yantav, but if he did not, he may not cut it after Yantav. He holds that the permit was a special dispensation for the honor of Yantav, and if he didn't utilize it, the Shoshim continues after Yantav. Avashul disagrees, even if he didn't cut his hair before Yantav, he can cut it after. Just as keeping 3 days ends the law of Shiva, so too keeping 7 days ends the law of Shloshim. So the fruit bowl maker, who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris for his Naziris that marked the birth of his son, sent a fruit bowl to cheer up the Aval who didn't cut his hair before Yantav and must let it grow through the Shloshim, and sent another one to the Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, who saw blood again and couldn't eat the Pesach, but was exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni, which reminds us that if a Karm Pesach was shechted and the blood sprinkled for Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom on her second day, which is the potential clean day, and then she saw another blood discharge, she cannot eat the Pesach being Tameh, yet she's exempt from making a Pesach Sheni. Dav Tes Zayin, so the Simmer Dav Tes Zayin is an acrobat with big toes. So here goes. The acrobat Nazir with large hairy toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must be on Dav Tes Zayin, toes. The acrobat Nazir with large hairy toes, who took a giant leap to avoid becoming Tameh on the 100th day, lest it restart again, which reminds us, the third parag begins with four cases which were discussed in detail on Daf Hey and Daf Vav regarding the machlokas of standard Naziris is 29 or 30 days. In one case, a Nazir of 100 days becomes Tameh on the 100th day. According to the Tanna Kamma, he begins anew, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, must observe only a 30-day term. If he became Tameh on the 101st day, he is rabbinically required to observe another 30-day period to avoid confusion with the 100th day. Rabbi Eliezer does not accept this enactment. So the acrobat nuz with large hairy toes, who took a giant leap to avoid becoming tummy in the 100th day, lest it restart again, landed in a cemetery right next to someone who had accepted his nazirs there and hadn't left for 30 days. Which reminds us, the next mission states, Mishan Nazir Vahuba Basic Pharos, one who declared nazirs while in a cemetery. Even if he's there for 30 days, they do not count towards his term, and he does not bring a carbon tuma, which a nazir normally would bring, since he began his nazirs in a tuma state. So the acrobat nuz with large hairy toes, who took a giant leap to avoid becoming tame on the 100th day, lest it restart again, landed in a cemetery right next to someone who had accepted his nazirs there and hadn't left for 30 days, and who asked for a cup of wine because he didn't think his cemetery nazirs had taken effect. Which reminds us, the Gemara records Malchokas about a declaration of Naziris inside a cemetery. Rav Yochanan says Naziris chal olav, Naziris takes effect upon him because he holds that it's left suspended, and when it finds a Tahara state, it takes effect automatically. He is therefore bound by all Naziris restrictions even before becoming Tahor. Rish Lakish says, ain't Naziris chal olav, Naziris does not take effect on him. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we have in Malchukas, the Tanakhama Rabbi Eliezer, regarding what happens if a 100-day Nazir becomes Tamei on the 100th day? That's on daf Tazayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn if a Nazir became Tamei on a day of hair growth? Rav says he does not forfeit his completed Naziris, even according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. That's on daf Yedalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that Rav says the 70th day counts for both a Nazir's 100-day term and for the term marking the birth of his son? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have Malchokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, whether one who accepted Naziris in a state of Tuma gets Malkas for intentional Tuma? That's on daf Yedzayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss a case where one said, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and his friend heard and said, and upon me as well? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have Malchus Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if a Nazir became Tamei during his days of Saras, if he forfeits the days counted before it's Saras? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a question if Shehiyah, lingering, is needed for Malkas for a Nazir in a cemetery? That's on daf Yadzayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that one who declared Naziris while in a cemetery, even if he was there for 30 days, they do not count towards his term, and he does not bring a carbon tuma? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have a question if Naziris inside a cemetery requires shaving for tuma? That's on daf Yadzayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss what the halacha is if one declared to be a Nazir after 20 days and a 100-day Nazir from now? That's on daf Yadalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhammer Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.